Chapter 7 Review. One of the primary design goals of C++ was for user-defined types to behave similarly to intrinsic C++ types. To facilitate this goal, operator overloading was added to C++. Operator overloading enables programmers to overload the C++ operators and define new behaviors for them. Consequently, we can overload C++ operators with our user-defined types, which results in behavior similar to the intrinsic C++ types. Operator overloading is not for every class. Only use operator overloading if it makes the class easier and more natural to work with. Do not overload operators and implement them with non-intuitive and confusing behavior. To illustrate an extreme case, do not overload the addition operator such that it performs a subtraction operation, as this kind of behavior obviously would be very confusing and non-intuitive. A vector is a mathematical object used to represent magnitudes and directions. Examples of such quantities are physical forces and velocities. Geometrically, we represent a vector as a directed line segment. The direction of the line segment describes the vector direction, and the length of the line segment describes the magnitude of the vector. A shallow copy refers to copying memory byte by byte from one segment of memory to another. A deep copy refers to copying dynamic memory values by allocating enough memory in the destination to store all the values contained in the source, and then copying the source values into the destination memory. As a rule, if your classes contain pointers, you should always override the copy constructor and assignment operator and perform a deep copy. Otherwise, you simply copy pointers over and get two objects that point to one thing, thereby making the objects dependent on each other instead of self-contained, independent objects. For the exam, you need to understand what exactly operator overloading allows you to do. You need to know the syntax for overloading the various kinds of operators discussed in the textbook, and you need to know the difference between a shallow copy and a deep copy, and when a deep copy is necessary.